The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, teaches us how the Zehirin Bershus. We need to be careful according to the Bar Tanura. The Mishnah is speaking to Atem Hamas Askim B'Tzorchei Tzibur. People who are involved in the community, Afapi Shatem Tzrichim L'Svadei L'Rishus, even though you need to have relations with the government, Kedei L'Kapeach, Aliske Rabbim, in order to deal with all the communal needs, teaches us the Mishnah still have Zir and Berishos. Be careful. Shemekarvin l'adam l'tzarech atzmam. That we need to be careful of their intentions. Their intentions are for themselves. Nirin kahavim b'shas hanohosam. When they have something to gain, they are very friendly. Ve'en oydim l'adam b'shas dachkoi. So the Maramshik says that this Mishnah is a continuation of what is taught in the previous Mishnah. Where the previous Mishnah teaches us that those that are involved with the community should do it l'shem shemayim. For if they do so, z'chus avoysa misayosam, they have siyata d'shmaya, with z'chus avos, with z'chusam, Amed Eslat, teaches us this Mishnah continuation that in our communal efforts we sometimes need to become close to different government officials, etc. But teaches us this Tana, says the Maramshik, that if somebody becomes close to important officials and starts to see how powerful these people are, he may forget and start to believe that it's they who make the decisions and it's they who we should rely on. Teaches us the Tana that never should one rely on another human being. One should always rely only on Hashem. And whatever they do is only because that's the will of Hashem. Nira and Kahavan, you know when they look like they're our friends? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to look like our friends. And Chas V'Sholem, Ve'en Oindem La'odem V'Shas Tachkoi, but on the other hand, people, they aren't necessarily there for us if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want them to be helpful to us. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. However, there are many Mefarshim that suggest, starting with Rav Shlomo Kluger, that suggest that this Tan is actually referring to a different concept. And the concept is referring to a Sudas Rishus. Sometimes people just party and they think that if you'll party together with friends, that will bring peace, shalom, ava va'achva amongst these friends. So I saw in the Sefer Bonim Al Ovis that there are really two ways how people can connect to each other. One is through Torah, as Chazal teach us, Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Shoilim Ba'olam. And the other is through connecting on a social basis. So the Rav Shlomo Kluger teaches us that the Tana here is teaching us that although it's obviously easier to connect with other people through a social connection rather than through Torah, certainly it's better to do it through Torah for two reasons. One is Shus is only La'atzman. There is no Ruchnistige element to a social connection. And even for the social connection and the relationship that we believe is accomplished through these social connections. Many times, people believe that they're really your friends, that other people are really your friends, when they're really not. However, the Sefer Bonamal Ovis goes on to say that even though, as Rav Shlomo Kluger and other Mefarshim are saying, that the Tan of our Mishnah is trying to teach us that connecting through Torah is the preferable way of developing connections amongst people, doesn't mean that people, that one should completely avoid sitting together in Sudas, sitting together with other people who are Yirei Shamayim. And he quotes from the Sefer Noitzah Chesed, from the Kamarna Rebbe. Yeshivas Chassidim B'yachad B'leiv Emes. If Chassidim sit together with one heart, the year of a Simcha, with the proper Yerushmayim, with the proper Simcha Shemitzah, Hudover Godel is a very great thing. V'nichtachei, and it's a way, Sharei Rachman V'Ratzoyim, different, the gates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having Rachmanos on us, Ratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listening to us, Shari Yeshua, that we should be Zoicha to Yeshua's, V'Sharei Shefa U'Bracha, and there's a tremendous abundance of Bracha, V'Nisbatan Kol Gzeiros Ra'os, and through sitting together with other people like this, all Gzeiros Ra'os could be abolished. But Frat Kishem, Asara Noshim Yisrael, specifically when you have 10 male adults, Shashchina Sharalein, that we know when we have 10 male adults, the Shechina is there. Yeshdu Bachna B'Simcha, they should sit together in the proper mood, in the proper environment. And if they do so, Kibikom Mokim Shiyoshim Asara Yisrael, when you have 10 Jews sitting together, Umedabrim, and they speak to each other, Divrei Torah, they speak to each other and they relate to each other, the Shechina is there. And actually, he explains that this concept, that through eating and through drinking, we could become closer to Hashem, goes back to the times of the Avos. Yitzchak Avinu tells Esav, Hevilu Tzayid Vaseli Matamin. Yitzchak Avinu taught Esav, ultimately Yaakov, he says, bring me food. And when I bring you food, that's when I could give you a bracha. Of course, the bracha of Yitzchak was a bracha of Ruchnius. Even though the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, says, Kol HaNenim Sudus HaRashus L'Psoif Goyla. So the Maral explains, when the Gemara says Sudus HaRashus, it means a Suda that has absolutely no Ruchnius component to it. But what the Gemara is teaching us is that Kol HaNenim Sudus HaRashus, that if there's no Ruchni sticker component to the Suda that you're participating in, then Chas V'Sholom B'Soif Gola. But if, on the other hand, if someone participates in a Suda which is not a Suda Sereshus, but on the contrary, he participates in a Suda Mitzvah, then on the contrary, that will be Mekayimos in the Gola. That will keep us strong in the Golos. And actually, the Mefarshim go on to explain that the next Mishnah in our parak tells us, make Hashem's will your will, make your will His will. What is the Tana coming to teach us? The Tana is coming to teach us that a person has to do many activities which are really gashmias, eating and drinking and sleeping. And a person starts to think to himself, I spend my entire life, or I spend a big part of my life spending on Gashmias. Teaches us the Tana that when you eat, but you eat L'shem Shemayim, when you eat together with other people, and during your Suda you speak Divrei Torah, then you can become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know that the Remach Avarim, the 248 limbs, the Shesagidim, the 365 veins, and all the Svarim say that the Remach Avarim correspond to the Mitzvahs Asay, the Shesagidim correspond to the Mitzvahs Lois Asay. What is the lesson? That the Avarim, the Gidim, which represent the model, which represent the epitome of Gashmias, that's what the person is made up of. A person is made up of Avarim and Gidim. Those Gidim, those Avarim, which represent Gashmias, those are the Avarim and Gidim for which you do the Mitzvahs Asay, and you're supposed to avoid the Mitzvahs Lois Asay. Because that's what it's all about. What makes it, what is critical, is even the Sudas HaRishus, even the eating and the drinking, even our Avarim and Gidim are all vehicles for Avodas Hashem. And it goes a step further. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perich of Gimel, Mizmor David Hashem Roi Lo Yechsor. And the capital continues, Tarach Lefon HaShulchan Neget Tzairarai. If we look at these words, says Remendel Rimenever, it's incredible. Tarach Lefon HaShulchan Neget Tzairarai. How is a person able to overcome Tzairarai? How is a person able to overcome his enemies? Tarach Lefon HaShulchan. By eating at the table. What's the lesson? Because as we're learning now, not only is one Oyver Hashem, does one serve Hashem through davening and through learning, but what we're learning now is that one is Oyver Hashem through eating and drinking. That is a unique attribute that we find by Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael have the ability to be Mekadosh, to make holy even the most mundane. The rest of the world doesn't have that ability. Tarach Lefonai Shulchan. When a Jew sits by the Shulchan, when a Jew eats, but his eating is L'shem Shemayim, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu the difference between us and our enemies. And therefore, Neged Tzairarai, we are able to overcome our enemies that way. And that's what the Tanya teaches us. Have a Zehirim Bereshus. Even when you're eating, be careful. Don't eat only L'tzarech Atzman. Eat L'shem Shemayim. And then your eating will be a gewaldiges chus for you. The Sefer Chefetz Hashem for Norah Chaim HaKadosh explains that the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chof Chesam Mebeis says, "Bitziyosei ben Beis Hamedrash Ma'omer." When somebody leaves the Beis Hamedrash, what should they say? A person is supposed to thank Hashem for making his place in the Beis HaMedrash. I work and they work. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says the omel that is referred to here is the omel of working hard to make a panasa. And a person has to work to make a panasa, as we learn in Pirkei Avos itself, im ein kemach ein Torah. However, Ani Omo, if somebody works, and the purpose of his working is that he should have money to spend on Tzchar Limud, he should have money to spend on Dvar Mitzvah, he should have money, so he should have Menuchas HaNefesh, and he should be able to sit the rest of the time learning. So that Ani Omo, then don't, not only will I get Tzchar for when I'm in the Beis HaMedrash, of course you get Tzchar for when you're in the Beis HaMedrash. And the Omo, you're going to get Tzchar even when you're Omo, you're going to get Tzchar even when you're working. Or Mekabel Tzchar, you're going to get a Tzchar for that time. However, other people won't get Tzchar. The Hema Melim, but if their work is just for Gashmistiga purpose, and the work has no Ruchnistiga component to it, Eim Kam Tzchar, then you won't get Tzchar for that work. And the Divrei Chaim would say, used to say a very interesting story. He was sent, he says there were two individuals. They both were business people. And they both passed away at the same time. And they came to the Olam Emes and they asked one person, so how did you spend your days? So he says, I would get up every morning early to learn. Then I would daven. Afterwards, I would go to eat. And then I would go to work. And I would daven mincha ma'ariv. And then I'd go back to sleep. And so it went day by day. So when they gave him schar for his life in this world, they didn't only give him schar for the time that he spent in the Beis Medrash learning. And they didn't only give him schar for the time that he was in the Beis HaKnesses davening. But they gave him schar for the time that he was working. Because his eating and his working was all l'shem shemayim, that he should have be able to live a life of ruchnis. The other person, who didn't spend his time in the Beis Medrash, felt, I'm in a good place now. Because I see here in the Olam HaEmes, they give you schar even for eating and for drinking and for working. So they asked him, how did you spend your life? And he said, I worked, I ate, I slept. But there was no learning there. There was really no davening there. So he didn't get any schar. So they asked, so he said, I thought that this is the Olam HaEmes. I thought here everything goes with the truth. Why did that other individual get schar for his eating and drinking, and I don't get schar for my eating and drinking? And they answered him the obvious answer. They told him, he spent his days eating and drinking and working in, for Ruchni's to purpose. So his eating and drinking were also infused with Kedusha. Whereas you're eating and drinking and working were just for eating and drinking and working. There was no Kedusha element to it. And therefore, of course, you can't get Tzchar for it. The Gemara Masechet Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us, Tan Rabbanan, Shtei Shonmu Mechtzah, for 2.5 years, Nechelku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There was a big machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Haloi lo oimrim noich loil odom shloi nivra yosim shenivra. Beis Shammai said it was better that a person shouldn't have been created. Valoi lo oimrim, and the Beis Hillel said, noich loil odom shenivra yosim shenivra. It would be better that he should have never, it was better that he was created. Nimnu v'gomru, they came to a vote, and they decided, noich loil odom shloi nivra yosim shenivra. It was taka better that he shouldn't have been created. Now that he was created, he should think about what he does. So the Atzei Chaim asks the question, if indeed the halacha is as we just learned, if the conclusion is indeed, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the person? So he answers that the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Lamed Aleph teaches us that the Pasuk says, B'chol Druchecha Deyehu. A person is supposed to serve Hashem B'chol Druchecha. In all of his activities, he's supposed to serve Hashem. And that's what happened. That's what that debate is all about. If we'll spend our time just looking at how much time a person has to spend on Ruchnius, He doesn't have that much time to spend on ruchnius. He has to eat, and he has to drink, and he has to sleep, and he has to work. So noichlei shalai never mishanivra. He's not going to really spend his life in a ruchnius way. But if a person is mefashvesh b'masif, if a person spends all of his even gashmius diga activities serving Hashem, then it's noichlei shanivra. Then it was worth being created. If in all of what you do, de'ehu, you serve Hashem, then noich lo shenivra. And that's pshat in this Mishnah. Have a zeir in brishus. If we're careful in our rishus activities, if we're careful in our eating and our sleeping and our drinking and our sleeping, that they should all be l'shem shemayim, then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us every year on Rosh Hashanah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this person, Mekarvenloi, we're going to be Mekarv him. We're going to say he deserves to live. You know why he deserves to live? Because he infuses his entire life with Kedusha. The Gemara in Masechta Bava Kama teaches us, "Hid the mitzvah at shlish, mikan ve'elich, mishal kodesh baruch hu." A person, the first third that he spends on doing a mitzvah and doing a mitzvah even nicer, that says Rashi, he'll be paid for in the Olam Ha'emes. Schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. We don't get schar for mitzvahs in this world. As the Gemara teaches us, Hayoyim in Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Hayoyim la'asoysam u'mot v'loy hayoyim l'litol scharam. We don't get schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. However, if a person does more than he's supposed to do, then he's going to get not only schar b'olam ha'emes, but he's even going to get schar in this world. Says the Tana, have a zehir in Bereshus. If a person goes the extra mile, and he doesn't only spend his time, he doesn't only use his time in the Beis Medrash and the Beis HaKnesses for Ruchnius, but his entire life is one continuation of Avodas Hashem, then Mekavon Lo Ladam. Then not only will he have Schar in this world, but he'll even have Schar in the Olam Ha'emes. And with this, I saw a beautiful word from Yitzchak Dvorka. Yitzchak Dvorka says that when Mashiach comes, we're going to go out to greet Mashiach with food and drink. And the question is obvious. That's the way we're going to greet Mashiach? We're going to greet Mashiach with food and drink? Shouldn't we greet Mashiach with tzvarim, with kashas, with terutzim? We're going to go out to Mashiach with a meal? The answer is that we're going to tell Mashiach, you know why Klal Yisrael is zoicha to Mashiach? They're zoicha to Mashiach because they not only served Hashem, they not only served Hashem when they learned and they davened, but they served Hashem when they ate and they drank. And that's why we will be Zoicha to Mashiach.